For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick and Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep, spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. I love the text line when the text line is arguing that the Saints are going to win in Arrowhead. I don't know what's been going on with the text line here over the last couple of days. It has certainly become a bizarro world. On the text line, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if Mercury is in retrograde. I don't know what is going on right now. But when the text line is making compelling arguments for the Saints to win Monday Night Football in Arrowhead against a two-time defending, I remember back when Derek Carr, y'all thought he was a bum. Now he's coming into Arrowhead to win. I don't know what is going on these last couple of days. I really don't. All right, speaking of quarterbacks, let me give you two NFL thoughts before we move on. And Vern's going to be on the show here coming up in a bit. First thought. I kind of caught the preseason bug yesterday. I spent my evening, you guys are going to laugh. I spent my evening yesterday watching preseason football and WNBA action and was really into both. I watched a lot of Drake May yesterday. A lot of the Patriots yesterday for whatever reason. And you know what I came away with? Hey man, Drake May might be all right. He might be all right. I was feverishly looking on the FanDuel app trying to figure out what his rushing touchdown total was going to be so I can bet the over. I think he is going to be way more mobile than people think he is going to be, and they are going to have way more design quarterback keepers and runs for him to use his athleticism and get on the outside. I came away thinking, hey, man, this Drake May guy might be a little better than I thought he was. I'm falling for it a little bit. Now, they haven't given him anybody to throw the football to. If your number one receiver is Kendrick Bourne, it's going to be some scary hours for you in the fall. But I was impressed by what I saw yesterday with Drake May. So I sometimes drink the preseason Kool-Aid, too. I'm a fan just like you guys. I was drinking the Kool-Aid yesterday on Drake May. And then the coach came out, Jared Mayo, and he's like, oh, well, the quarterback competition isn't over, bro. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Because I don't know how you can see what Drake May has done in his first two preseason games and then start a washed up veteran QB behind him that is going nowhere. If you don't start Drake May now, you're going to do it week three, week four, when you lose three of those first four games anyway, and everybody in Boston is telling you to put in the young guy. Just do that from the very beginning. We do this all the time with these young quarterbacks. You're either going to swim or you're going to drown. But you can't hide them. Eventually, we eventually got to see Trey Lance start in the NFL. We came to the conclusion he really ain't that good. We saw Justin Herbert start way sooner than people thought he was going to start. He turned out to be a good NFL quarterback. Baker Mayfield started eventually. You cannot hide these guys. Just throw them out there. Maybe you have to make the playbook a little bit more simplistic to terminology that he can understand. But the best thing for your organization on the top three pick that you've spent is to throw the young guy out there in Drake May and see what he can do. I was happy.
Real quick, didn't the Chiefs hide Patrick Mahomes for 15 games? Isn't that what teams are trying to do? Hey, throw it out there. You can't hide these guys forever. You mentioned Baker Mayfield. You mentioned all these players. The Chiefs were able to hide their quarterback, who, by the way, is better than any of those other players you mentioned. They hit him for 15 of a 16-game season. And let's remember, the only reason he played in Game 16 is they had iced it down. If Game 16 mattered, Patrick Mahomes would have been a clipboard holder for a year.
I agree. Now, the Chiefs had a very unique situation, but now that we have seen Patrick Mahomes, I'm not going to say that year off didn't help him, but Patrick Mahomes might be the best quarterback that we've ever seen before. Something tells me if you had put Patrick Mahomes out there as a rookie, he would have started to figure things out. You remember he sat down with LeBron on the shop and said, I don't even know how to read defenses. This was in year two of his NFL career. He seemed to figure things out pretty quick. Some guys you just know. You and I watch a lot of NBA. It didn't take me a whole lot of time to realize, hey, LeBron different. In baseball, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, you know, Paul Skeens, he's good. From day one, he figured it out. Now, some guys are going to take a little bit longer to figure it out. Peyton Manning was not great his rookie year. He eventually turned into, I don't know, Peyton Manning. If you got him, then play him. And he will learn things on the fly. You're going to make mistakes. That's part of what you're doing when something is new. But the great ones eventually adjust and figure it out and go on to be great. And the ones that were never going to be great, they eventually get cast aside and you start over. That is just competition at this level. Last thing here, and I hate to have this opinion because I love Colin Kaepernick. I really do. But, bro, I'm so tired of these stories that pop up at every year in August. We get some kind of news report or story or something that Colin's still interested in playing and Colin wants to come back, bruh. The last time you played was 2016. It's 2024. Free us from this story. You're done. Rob, how old do you think Colin Kaepernick is?
He's like 37, right?
He's 36 years old. Colin. No. Now, I don't know if you actually talked to somebody or somebody just came up with the story to put you back in there because you know it generates topics and stories. And I don't know. But I'm telling you that there was a story very recently in a major publication. Colin's still working out every day. Colin still thinks he can play. Bro, if you don't go to the XFL and leave us alone, they got flag football coming to the Olympics in 4 years. Why don't you get ready for it? Why don't you be the Doug McDermott of the flag football team that's coming up for the United States and leave us alone? Stop it. I don't know what you're doing right now, but it's probably something great. Speaking to kids, being an inspiration, keep doing that. But please stay out of the NFL news cycle. Then there's a story right now that Harbaugh asked Kaepernick to come on to be a coach this year. Of course, Kaepernick doesn't want to be a coach. He doesn't want to do that, bro. What do you want to do? I'm tired of these stories. I really am. I know we have to do this every August. He pops back up, and we have to have this discussion, but I don't want to do it anymore. I really don't want to do it anymore. So the story is this. Shortly after Harbaugh was named the coach back in January, he reached out to Kaepernick to ask him if he wanted to be a coach. It wasn't the first time he's done it. I don't know what Kaepernick is doing. I don't know why he wouldn't want to come in and be an assistant and kind of work his way up. He certainly has an important message that I think a lot of current NFL players could relate to. Whatever it is, that is his journey. I'm not here to tell him what he needs to do. I don't want to hear these stories anymore about how you want to play. It's over. It's done. You had a great run. You got to play in a Super Bowl. You played in NFC Championship games. You sparked a lot of conversations. History will determine how they remember Colin Kaepernick. But the present day, not history, the present day is you are history. I don't want to have any more conversations about you potentially playing in the National Football League. My brother, it is over. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Josh Vernier. He is getting ready for tonight's game between the Royals and the Reds. The Royals, with a couple-game lead in the American League wildcard, they got to get back on some winning ways. They got to get back going. They got to get back hot. They got 3 games against Cincinnati. They'll be back in town next week playing the Angels. I will actually be out at Kauffman Stadium. We're doing our show there on Monday and Tuesday if you guys want to stop by before you go into the stadium.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.